anytime it comes to talking about vacations, how we fund those, I'm going to give basically the same advice I give at Christmas time. And the first one is live in reality. We need to know what we can afford.
That's kind of hard, Brad.
I know it's hard. It doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but just like Christmas, we need to be saving up for it before it comes and not use debt to go buy presents for other people. The same holds true with vacations in the summertime.
But, Brad, I want to jump in here because we feel like if I could just get that week off, I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be more relaxed. The stress is going to, you know, melt away, and we're going to have so much fun together and make memories. And then comes the credit card bill.
Exactly. And that's why I like to use Christmas as a good example, because people think the same thing then. And then January rolls around, Christmas is gone, your kids aren't playing with the presents anymore, and you got the bill to pay. So when you fund a vacation with debt, how relaxing is it ultimately going to be in the end? How refreshing are you going to feel when that credit card bill comes and you're back at work again?
Now, we may have been packed to some people who have already planned their vacations. Yes. They're looking forward to that last day of school and last day of work for a week off. So let's say we've crossed to the other side, Brad, and we plan this week-long vacation with our families. We whipped out the credit card. How should we handle this now? Because we're going to press forward, but then when we come back, we've still got the bill.
We can always still try to make things as cheap as possible. So while we may have the location already picked, where we're going to stay, things like that, you know, we spend a lot of money on food while we're gone. So is there a way to possibly reduce the amount of money we're spending on food each day? Maybe we eat breakfast in instead of out every day. I know one thing for us is kind of timing the meals so that we do two big meals a day and then, you know, snack at whatever that other mealtime is that we're not hitting so that it can cut down on the cost that we're spending on eating out while we're gone. And, you know, the other one is, if we already know if we put it on the card and the debt's going to come due someday, we can cut back on other things in our lifestyle to try to make that money available a little bit quicker to get rid of that debt.
You know, you mentioned planning ahead, and if you're doing an accurate budget, you should have a vacation line item that you're putting money into all year.
Absolutely. We should always be looking ahead at seeing what are those things that are coming up, those upcoming expenses, whether that's replacing your car, something you're doing at your house, sending your kids to college down the road, and it also includes things like vacation, because those are not small expenses that we can just pay out of the next paycheck typically. But if we're really wanting to take a trip and take the family somewhere out of town, it's something we're going to need to set aside for months ahead of time to be able to have enough there to make that purchase.
You know, and I wonder the psychology of this as well. We think this is going to help us to relieve stress and whatnot. Do you know, have there been any studies that have been done that relate to this at all?
I can't think of any that I've read off the top of my head, but the one thing that always brings me back to is the effect of marketing. And you think of the marketing taglines that are used to us all the time. And, you know, you deserve a break today. You know, you deserve this, you deserve that. And you've worked hard, so you need to go enjoy and kick your feet up. And all the pictures that continue to pass in front of us make us think that, well, this is something we have to do. And it needs to look like this, because we're always seeing the picture of the happy family on the beach somewhere or at Disney World or wherever it may be. So you just have to step back and realize, okay, is this really what matters to me? Am I thinking about the most important aspect of the vacation, which typically is going to be I want to rest and I want to spend time with family and friends and build relationships? And that can be done in a lot of ways. It doesn't always have to be expensive. So again, go back to Christmas. Christmas doesn't always have to be expensive. It's about spending time with family, building relationships, building memories. That can be done in Indiana just as well as it can be done somewhere else across the country. So it doesn't always have to be expensive.
We're talking with Brad Graber, a financial planner. By the way, his website, investingintruth.com, got some great wisdom from a biblical standpoint related to finances. Hey, Brad, let's talk a little bit about jobs. We got a lot of high school kids getting ready for their future. And how important is that summer job? Maybe this is their last chance before they head out to college.
Well, and even school schedules have really changed what the summer job looks like today versus what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. But for parents, I would really stress the importance of making that connection between work and money. And this is a great opportunity while the kids are still in your house to try to help them experience what a good day's work looks like and the reward that comes from earning that money. And we can also sit down and think with them of how can, you know, what are your skills and your talents and your abilities, and how can we use those to help you make money? And again, that job market has really changed. It used to be, for a high school kid, it always involved some form of labor and just working hard with your hands or, you know, waiting tables, whatever that may be. And
corn detasseling.
What was that?
Corn detasseling.
Yeah, I thought of that one too. But today, in this IT world, I see so many different things. I see kids using their knowledge of computers and actually going out and working with businesses and being a cheap form of labor to help them with their computer systems. One thing I've seen recently is kids that know how to use drones and helping use those in photography and video. And that's something that the older generation doesn't have a clue how to use, but I'll tell you, the end product is amazing what they can do with these drones today. And a kid that has that kind of skill and ability, if they can go out and be matched up with somebody that needs that service, there can be a good paycheck there.
Hey, Brad, as we're talking about the high school side of things, there are some labor laws that parents and kids need to be aware of as well.
Well, and I'm no attorney here, so I can't speak too much to those. But, yeah, certainly you got to know the laws of your area and make sure that you're following all those things. So, you know, go about it the right way. And you know, don't take your young kid and hire him out to some place of the sweat factory where, you know, you're going to be breaking some laws.
That's right.
Oh, that would not be good. Hey, Brad, we got a lot of college grads, colleges having their big graduation ceremonies this time of year. They got the diploma in hand and they are ready to head out into the world and take it on. Some of them may have college debt. So what's some encouraging things you can say to them? Because the job, getting that actual job may take a little time.
That's exactly right. So we need to realize they've lived as a poor college kid up to this point.
Right.
It's a great thing to continue that for a little while and use that time, the low expenses that you're used to actually allow yourself to build up some kind of a cushion or to at least endure this period where you may not be working at the ultimate job that you want. But if we're going to follow biblical wisdom, number one is laziness leads to poverty. So the Bible tells us over and over all kinds of warnings about the sluggard, and that's the person who doesn't want to go work. So we need to go out and we need to find work. Like I said, it may not be the ultimate job we want, but you never know what that first job where you work hard, where you honor God in all that you do, and you honor your employer, you never know where that's going to lead you to.
Well, yeah.
And it makes me think of, I've seen multiple cases where employers have actually seen how good a person's character is and their work ethic, and they've actually gone out of their way to make a job for them so that they can keep them employed until they can ultimately get them in the job that they want them to.
That's right. You got to get your experience somewhere.
That's exactly right. And by getting a job, you may not learn necessarily the skills that you want. You may learn the job that you don't want to take. So there can always be learning taking place no matter what you're doing. So my biggest encouragement is go out, make sure you're working, work hard at it, honor God through the work you're doing, and build relationships with everybody around you, too. So, again, even if that first job isn't the one that you ultimately want, are you building relationships with people either in that industry, in that office, wherever it may be, that ultimately help get you where you want to be? Networking, that's not something that has come and gone. That stands through generations. And build relationships and build skills, and those things will ultimately get you to a better place.